The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA, Vargas Falchuk, Jean Clark, coming look last game, last shock, then a shot of me, Tom Comack, with you as usual until 9 o'clock. And, well, as always, hope you can stay with us. The main focus of our program tonight is on, well, a review of the All-County Football League structures here in Donegal. I'm delighted to see I'm joined by County PRO Ed Byrne, who is a member of the CCC, of course, the body in who is involved in the day-to-day running of the club fixtures. I'm also joined by Buncrana Club Chairman Sean Clark, and of course an Ulster-winning championship manager, minor manager with Donegal, and also under 21 manager. And we're joined also by John Harn, well-known St. Junan's player, former Donegal player as well. So we have a county official, we have a club chairman, and we have a player all involved. A very good night to you all, gentlemen. Yeah, I think we've got them all here anyway. So we may just have a little problem with the phone lines, but we'll get that sorted in the course of the night. As I said, the focus of our attention is on the All County Football Leagues. But first of all, of course, we're the big story over the last 24 hours has been the. Well, started with Team Talks magazine.com intervention last week, or story last night, which said that the Tyrone players involved in that minor allegation of sledging in that minor championship game between Donegal and Tyrone back in May had been exonerated. There's been some action on it since. Donegal issued a statement last night refuting that report in the Team Talk magazine. Team Talk didn't quote anybody or reference anybody, just that they had learned that the players had been exonerated. And, well, as I said, the Ulster Council issued a statement this afternoon to throw some light on it. I'm not sure if they're throwing an awful lot of light on it, but basically that statement from the Ulster Council has been welcomed by the Donegal County Board. Sean Dunyan, speaking to Oisin Kelly earlier this evening, confirmed that they were quite happy with it. And well, it seems rather vague, to be honest with you. Following a request, this is the Ulster Council statement in full. Following a request from the Tyrone County Committee of the Ulster GAA through the CCC, established an investigation committee in May 2015, which met on seven occasions over a four-month period to review evidence and witness statements, alongside conducting a range of interviews with the relevant parties. At a meeting on Wednesday, the 23rd of October, the committee reviewed its findings with both Tyrone and Donegal, and that the concluding report was agreed by all parties. The committee agreed with both counties, so obviously both counties wanted the findings to remain confidential. So obviously that's something, it was the Ulster Council agreed with that. And we also want to highlight that recent media reports regarding the investigation do not accurately reflect the findings of the committee. So some clarity there. I'm not quite sure if there's an awful lot of clarity or if that's going to be the end of it, but certainly Donegal County Board have welcomed it. Sean Dunyan, as I said, told Oisin Kelly this afternoon that they certainly welcomed that. We're still waiting a response from Tyrone. I know there was nobody available this evening to Highland Radio Sport from Tyrone to comment on it, but certainly it's a saga that goes back to that minor preliminary round championship game in May between Donegal and Tyrone, where the allegation was made that there was sledging against a Tyrone players against the Donegal players. It seems as if the whole thing is kind of clouded in secrecy at the moment, and certainly casts quite a lot of doubts on that. I suppose, Ed Byrne, first of all, I suppose we cannot discuss football in Donegal or in the North West tonight on the GAA programme without discussing that. It would appear that Donegal seem to be happy with the Ulster Council clarification this afternoon.
Yes, Tom, we will be happy and with the clarification that has come through, and in particular the final line there that you would have read out, stating that the media reports that went out last night were inaccurate. As for, it's not kind of Tom that it's been anyway held in a veil of secrecy as to the findings, but we will be very conscious on both sides that we are talking about, I'm not too sure of the age group now of the people involved, but at that time they were minors. And we're very conscious that, you know, these people will grow up to be adults. And, you know, it's not in any way trying to hide anything. What we're trying to do is look after our young people and ensure that what happened here on the field and what happened after in the investigation is now at an end. Both counties have agreed with the findings. Both counties are happy that the investigation is complete. And as I say, we are very happy with the final line, which gives us clarity. And that's why we had to issue a statement last night.
Yeah. Just it's all about language, isn't it, really? Just to read that last slide again, we would also highlight that the recent media reports regarding the investigation do not accurately reflect the findings of the committee. That was the Team Talk Mag report. So it's do not accurately reflect. So there is obviously some truth or some in what Team Talk has reported. But as I said, we're not here to discuss that tonight. So I just want to clarify that.
Well, the only thing I would say on that, Tom, just one piece on that is there was always going to be a statement issued. You know, Team Talk accurately stated there was going to be a statement from Ulster on behalf of the two counties and Ulster. So that was accurate.
Anything
else I'll not comment on, but you can take it from that there was some accuracy in their report last night, and I've just stated what it was.
So that was the accuracy, and the only accuracy, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that was accurate anyway, Tom.
Okay. John Hearn, thank you for joining us. As I said before, we go on. I know you were coming on tonight to discuss the fixtures, but it's something that I don't know. Was it handled all that well? A situation, you know, and there's a lot of injured parties here. There's not just the one. I think there's maybe two or three. You know.
Well, absolutely, Tom. You know, and hindsight's always great. Tom, we can sit back now and say maybe, you know, we could have handled it differently here in Donegal. You know, Declan and the team management felt that was a wrong done against his player, and I suppose he wanted to stand up to that. You know, that was information he was given to after the match or whatever. But, you know, Tom, I don't think it served anyone any good. You know, it could have been handled privately. We had the incident in the Dublin National League game a couple of years ago with Paddy McBurty and Bal Buffet, and we went public with that, you know. And I'm not saying we were right or wrong to go public, Tom, but, you know, it's very hard to prove these things, and once you start making allegations like that there in public, you know, it's going to lead to a lot of, you know, over and back and innuendo, and this was said and that was said, and inaccuracies and, you know, investigations. And when you're trying to find out what some fella said to a fella on the pitch, you know, you know, what the referee didn't hear it. You know, we've seen the same thing happen in Cross McLean and Carrigan last week with another biting incident. So, you know,
alleged biting incident.
Alleged biting incident. But the players come out and said that he was fit. But, you know, sure, how do you prove it, Tom? You know, or how do you prove that someone was said or something? But listen, Tom, maybe, you know, the best way it could have been handled was to go privately at the time between the two county boards and Ulster and keep it out of the media. And because there was an awful lot of pressure on the young guys involved. On both teams, you know, it's not nice on its own guys that these allegations were made against and their families and the boys in Donegal that, you know, had to take the brunt of it and everything else. But, you know, not nice, Tom, and something I don't like to see in a game. And, you know, hindsight's great and we could do it differently, but, you know, maybe it should have been kept private. And, you know, and the two county boards and Ulster Council maybe have investigated themselves without ever going to the media and saying this happened. But listen, Tom, hindsight's great, but we are where we are.
Yeah, and I suppose Sean Clerkin, good night to you as well. In terms of keeping it private, and I know people may give out about the Ulster Council and the two counties in terms of not bringing it out in the open now, but in light of what Ed Byrne said earlier, they're all very young men, 18, 19 years of age, and you know, it would maybe appear that there was maybe victims on both sides, and it is unfortunate it happened, but maybe if the Ulster Council was to come out and maybe come down one way or another, it could have been a lot more difficult for them.
Well, true, Tom. But I think maybe Ed and John has covered it really well there. I mean, I suppose as John said there, you mean, it's very hard to prove these allegations, especially verbal allegations. And there certainly probably is to this day a final conclusion to exactly what was said on the day. And I'm sure the Ulster Council have had two investigators in relation to what evidence was in front of them.
And I think we saw as well, social media really, you know, things take flight now, and this particular incident took a flight and took on wings, I think, of its own.
Well, it was sad to see that statement was made, you know, and it was good for Donegal today and this evening, and good for Donegal County Board. You mean, and obviously Donegal County Board and the Tone County Board and also the council have met a good few times on this to try to resolve it. But again, as the two lads have said there, there are injured parties on both sides. There will be allegations there, of what was said. And it just reminded me, I was just thinking there many years ago, when Mullan probably got to their only All-Ireland semi-final, the famous case where the Bomber Listen hit Jerry McCarville, and there was the talk that time was about verbal that was said, and really quite recently I was in company when that was brought up again, and where the Bomber was asked himself. So, it didn't start today or yesterday, but this case, suppose for us, there's young lads involved, and they're still only 17, 18, 19 years of age, and those allegations maybe live long, and that's the sad reality of it. And as I said, there could be no sincere conclusion on it when it was only verbal. It's very difficult to investigate, but it's sad. But I'm glad, I suppose, for our own county here in Donegal, that the Ulster Council have made the statement that they're not all accurate in relation to the report.
Yeah. Anyway, we're on here tonight to discuss the review of the All County Football League fixtures at and Ed Byrne, in terms of the review, first of all, I suppose the one question everybody's asking, listening tonight, hearing you maybe for the first time, what's wrong with the current league structure?
I suppose, Tom, look, the current structure of league games, what we're hearing, I suppose, is the difficulty of fielding without county players, which would be the starred fixtures. That seems to be kind of one of the issues. The other issue being that during the summer there is not games for the club players. You may go a number of weeks. And also, I suppose, another issue with the current leagues is, and Carndonagh would be a very good instance, where Carndonagh are currently, I suppose, 5 weeks at this stage without a game, waiting to play a promotion playoff. And the team that they're playing is still involved competitively in football. So I suppose those are just three issues that you could touch on. Maybe the fourth one is the length of time that's involved in running the leagues with 18 games. But again, everything is intertwined, I suppose, in that, starred fixtures, no fixtures in the summer, and providing football for 1,200 players that are not on the county panel during the summer months.
Yeah.
These are the issues.
And tell me, is there a mood for change?
Look, at the initial meeting, I suppose people felt that, and maybe it was a room full of people like myself who are administrators rather than players, it did feel that there was a mood for a change to a 15-team league, let's say, was certainly the one on the night would have had the most support. We would have released that to the media, and I think we were right in doing so because it created debate, and it let the players become involved in the debate as well, and they were invited back, and their views were... We asked for their views as well for the second meeting. So I suppose while there was mood for change on the first night, the second night there was more clubs representative, and yes, there's still a mood. It's nearly 50-50.
Yeah.
It's hard to call it, but, there is a mood out there that we need to provide football in the summer, and that may be what's pushing the mood for change or the swing to a change in the current structures.
Yeah, and in your review took the form of what, two meetings with club officials and players?
Sorry, Tom.
Your review took the form of what, two meetings with players and officials?
Well, the both forums, the players and officials from clubs were, and managers indeed, were asked for their opinions, and they were welcome to the forums as well, And I think on the second forum we would have had a couple of more maybe views of the players, because clubs had left Forum 1 and gone back to their club players and brought forward the views of their players. Certainly Sean would have been one of those that I would have been aware would have spoken to players, and Mickey McMahon in the McCool's club would have, spoken to a few, and quite a few others would have come back and said, look, we've gone back to our senior teams and that, and we've sought the views of our players. So that's always a good thing when you're getting the players' point of view rather than us administrators' point of view, you know.
Yeah. Tato, I guess the Clinton Clark coming Luke Claskin, a shock on the shall meet Tom Cormack. Our topic tonight is the Donegal All County Football League reviews, which are currently on, and I'm here with in the company of Ed Byrne, the Donegal PRO, Sean Clerkin, Buncrana chairman, and John Harn, St. Junan's player, and we'll be returning to those in a moment right after these.
This is massive. Forget everything you think you know about value and discover the Value Centre Cash and Carry Massive Sale. Enjoy massive reductions across a massive selection of retail products in your local Value Centre. This is the Value Centre Massive Sale, and it starts this week for 1 week only. You will be blown away by the incredible massive value. What are you waiting for? Value Centre, your local wholesaler. We value you. Trade only.
A diamond is forever. When choosing your diamond engagement ring, a visit to Callaghan, the award-winning Jewellers Buncrana, is a must. At Callaghan Jewellers, we pride ourselves on quality, service and value. Now offering a generous sterling allowance. At Callaghan Jewellers, a diamond ring is an heirloom to be passed on through generations. Callaghan Jewellers Buncrana, for quality, for years.
Jim's in trouble and it's Joe's fault. See, Joe's had a driveway makeover from Fury Tarmac. New curbing, brick paving and lovely coloured printed concrete by the patio. All this and freshly laid tarmac in the drive. Now Jim's got to explain to his wife why he didn't think of it first. Don't get caught out like Jim. Find Fury Tarmac on Facebook or call them for a free quote on 087-655-6062. Fury Tarmac, making marriages and driveways a lot smoother.
Moments you share in the great outdoors.
Ready to head back, kids? Race you.
You can keep sharing in the great indoors. Take home a bag of Bord Nemona's kiln-dried hardwood logs, specially developed to be kinder to your stove. Enjoy warmer moments with Bord Nemona.
Please support the Northwest Breast Cancer Ball in the Silver Tassie Hotel at Letterkenny on Friday the 27th of November with special guest Anya Lawler. Join host Noel Cunningham with music by the Copycats for a great night in aid of a great cause. Tickets available from the hotel and Liberty Travel.
The GAA programme with Tom Cormack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get more out of your run with a great range of new footwear from all the leading brands in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fodger Ashkaji and Clark coming out class Gael and a shock on the show. If you want to text us or join in the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 086 77 00 555, or if you want to text us from the north of Ireland or outside the dialing code, it's 086 77 00 555. And of course, as always, if you missed part of the programme and you want to listen back, or you maybe just didn't get in on time, or maybe missed the programme altogether at some stage, you can listen back, as I said, on www.islandradio.com from tomorrow morning. And it'll be also up on the Highland Radio app as well. So that's a new feature we've had over the last couple of months, proving very popular with our listeners. Well, I'm here in the company of Ed Byrne, the Donegal PRO, John Harn, St. Junan's player, and Sean Clerkin of Buncrana. He's the club chairman and, of course, a former Donegal minor and under 21 manager as well. And the topic of our discussion is the review of the All County Football Leagues, which are currently underway. And, well, Sean Clerkin, we heard Ed Byrne there saying before the break that, in actual fact, you're one of the club chairmen that went back and spoke to your players. And what are your players telling you what they want and what's wrong with the current system?
Well, Tom, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that the CCC have taken the initiative, and I attended both meetings myself. And you mean, I think it was a clear indicator, especially on the second night, of the large attendance that was there. Clearly pointed out that a lot of clubs have issues in terms of the league structures. And that was good that, you know, and I think it's important that this debate is carried forward and that maybe new structures are put in place. I have talked, Tom, to my own club players, to players all over this county that I know, and players outside this county. And I'm saddened, you know, when players say to you, especially in this county here, that they couldn't have a life outside the GAA. because they didn't know what Sundays they were playing. And this is no reflection on the RCC and the CCC, because the CCC, you know, have you know, as Dennis Ellis explained the last night, you know, at this stage we have 21 games, and if Donegal have five championship games, that means 10 free Sundays. So if you add up your 10 and your 21, it's 31 Sundays, you know what I mean? It's nearly 8 months of football, like. So, you know, that is a problem. But when the player is saying to you that they can't have a life outside the GAA, that they can't, you know, book family holidays, and some of the players at the meeting last night spoke about that, that a player comes to you and asks you, I want to get married, or the case may be looking for a free Sunday, or I want to do something, blah, blah, and you physically can't tell them. I think that, and to me, you know, I mean, we're all going to wear our club caps in terms of our own clubs, but for me, the most important thing here is our club players. I feel very strongly, as a person who was involved in a club team 20 years ago and back involved this year again, I feel our club players, we have to address the problems around in relation to organising their own lives. Yes, I do feel very strongly, I mean, we have to have quality in our leagues, and there's no doubt, no matter what format you would put together, there will be problems with it, but that's something maybe for another night's discussion. And what forward we take, but you know, I'm delighted to say that there has been a huge interest in it, because I do feel there's a huge problem. And players, you mean, I suppose the question was asked last night, you know, how many clubs in Donegal this year actually put out their best 15 players? We're not talking here about our county players at all. Actually, put out their best 15 players, because you know. We've heard a number of managers saying this year, many times, of fielded players, you know, and then I know that in my own club here, where lads have just went and booked hurdles and different things they had to do, but they had no choice, and unfortunately it clashed in a game. So I hope, and like, at the end of the day, I will say, and I hope to the GAA people that listen here tonight, to talk to their club players and their club officials, you mean, and then when the proposal goes into the November meeting, I hope that the good proposal goes in. You know, at the end of the day, as the FANAD delegate spoke about the last night, you know what I mean, yes, we Irish people we're slow to change, you know what I mean, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean, there'll still be plenty of football in this county next year. We do cut a few games, you know, we still can put it in a one-year trial, you mean, and see how it goes, and then assess it next year again. So hopefully, Tom, I think that the changes will come from this.
And John Harn, of course, with us as well. St. Jonas player has come through quite a number of years of playing, and probably a number of different formats of the league as well. John, what's your opinion of the current league, and what's your opinion of what you're hearing the changes are possibly coming? Are there too many games?
I honestly don't think there's too many games, Tom, as such, you know, definitely not. But the problem is that you don't know when they're on, you know. That's the problem. And, you know, some weekends you could have two games. Now, that doesn't happen very often, don't you? But it's out of the last few years. And, I'm not totally against it. But people say I'm biased. We're from St. Jude's, and we're a big club, and plenty of players, and all them things there. But, you know, as Ed said, the problem is with county players, Tom, and teams not playing without their county players, and that starts causing a whole lot of hassle, you know, and teams will ring up the CCC and saying they're not playing, and our county men had a game on Sunday and they can't play in the bank holiday Monday, and it's player welfare. And you've all these issues, Tom, and it's so, so complicated, and it's so, so hard for the CCC to keep everyone happy. This year we have 9 teams, so that's 16 league games, Tom. I don't think 16 league games is too many. All right, if you've cut it down to 14, or if there's 15 teams in the next year and you have 14 games, so what? That's no problem, you know. But it's getting them played, Tom, is the problem. As Ed said, the problem is getting them played in the summer when players want to play in good pitches and when boys are on holidays and this and that. And, you know, give them games and stop boys going to America and all them other things, you know. So it's very complicated, Tom. But it's getting the fixtures played, I feel, is the problem, not how many games we play, you know, 2 or 3 games. All right, I know Ed and them will say it's 2 or 3 weeks, and it's hard to find them in the middle of the summer. But, you know, it's playing them and trying to get them played and stop going with 5 and 6 and 7 weeks without games and, you know, all that there, that, you know, frustrates players. And that would be, you know, my opinion, that would be the biggest problem.
Yeah, and in terms of you know, of not getting games in the summer, is there too much of an emphasis on people's status in Division 1 or Division 2 or Division 3? And, you know, everybody wants to be up there at the top, and there's a lot of clubs with great pride. Maybe is there too many teams relegated, or is there?
Well, I don't know, Tom. It's a bit like the National Football League. No one really seems to want to win it. You know, people want to maybe stay in Division 1 or stay in Division 2, don't get relegated. But, Tom, at the end of the day, it's all about the championship. You know, be it St. Junior's to win the senior championship or Punxsutawney to win the intermediate championship, that should be your goal. And, you know, the league should be, you know, used to get ready for that. Now, I know that maybe people say, well, it's easy for John to say that there, you know, but... You know, if I was in charge of Buncrana or if I was in Fannad or Glencairn Kill or anywhere, my aim would be to win the championship and, you know, use the league whatever way you want to. All right, you don't want to get relegated, Tom, for the benefit of the club going forward with young players coming through. Maybe you don't want to go down to Division 3 or Division 2 or whatever. But, you know, teams have to start looking at the development of the players and looking after the players. And as I said down through the years, Tom, for me, sometimes I feel that two or three officials and a club can say, oh, listen, we're in relegation bother here. We're not going to play this game without our county player. Where 15 of the club players and the club manager might want to play, and the chairman and the secretary could overrule them and say, no, listen, our legs are on the line, our history of our club on the line here, and we're not going to get relegated this year, so we're not going to play this game this weekend.
Yeah, well, we're probably going to have to return to this topic again, because I know actually Ed, Ed Byrne, of course, the Donegal PRO is joining as well, and that's the voice of John Harn there, if you're just here joining us, St. Jonas player. We're discussing the restructuring or the review of the All County Football Leagues. Time is very much against us, Ed, but just what roughly is on the table? And I know they have to be, proposals have to be with the CCCC Secretary Declan Martin by Friday. What's this, three or four, I think, proposals that have been aired? What, maybe you could just...
I suppose the current one that we have is still for some clubs on the card. There's also a request, due in to change the current one, just that it's two up, two down with no playoffs at the end, and starred fixtures only played during championship and not during the National League. Then you have the 15 teams, so 14 games, 7 away, 7 at home. You also have senior 16 senior clubs, the intermediate clubs and the junior clubs. So only three leagues in the county. So these are proposals that, and there may be more out there. But Tom, I had a quick look through some of the fixtures weekends that you'd be hoping in the height of summer next year. And there's 10 weekends starting from the 5th of June going through to the August bank holiday weekend, roughly, you know, between those weekends. We would be lucky to fit in 5 fixtures in 10 weekends. And that's where the issue lie. We would be very, very lucky. We'd be very lucky to get 10 fixtures played by June, starting the league in March. And that's something we need.
But I think the real problem is that period, July, June, end of June, early month of July. I think they're the difficulty. Look, my thanks to Ed Byrne. Unfortunately, I think we'll have to come back to this one. But the proposals have to be with the Secretary of the CC this Friday, and they will be discussed at a regulations meeting on the 1st of November. Isn't that correct, Ed?
November, Tom, yeah.
That's great. Okay, that's
all
about
right,
it. Thanks to Ed Byrne, thanks to Sean Turkin, thanks to John Harn, thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound as well. From me, Tom Comeck, Gene Shockton, Johagan, Gajeshiv Sloan.